Thank you so much for patiently holding. So I did reach out to the warehouse, and they're actually performing a doc search. And she said that she'll actually call you back directly once the doc search is finished, just to confirm that they didn't miss anything in the warehouse or on the truck either. And I did confirm the contact to call back. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I guess if they come back and say they're missing anything, I guess I'm trying to understand too how I reported missing. Maybe to kind of skip ahead a little bit just in case, so I know how this all works. I've never used XPO for an IKEA delivery, so would you guys help me report back to IKEA? Do I have to contact IKEA directly, right, if something's missing, or how does that usually work?
Well, you can actually contact IKEA directly if you'd like, and from there they'll actually just notify the local warehouse just to confirm what's going on. So, you can most definitely do that, but I know the warehouse is performing the doc search, and they will notify you as soon as they're done with that.
Okay, and I guess the last part would be maybe I am a little bit the delivery just didn't go well today, so it'd be helpful to also just know where I can go. Are you guys the best line? Like, is there like an email that I can sort of say like, hey guys, can I submit a complaint anywhere at all, like in the system
Sure,
on
most definitely.
customer
I can open
service?
an escalations. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'll open one for you. And may I ask, what happened today?
Sure. So the delivery guy, called me at 11 and said, we'll be there in 20 minutes. And so I didn't see him, an hour passed by and I didn't see him, and then the website didn't, it just still set out for delivery. So I called customer service, and they said, well, we're showing that he's nearby. And I was like, okay. Another hour goes by and I tried customer service a couple more times, and I finally get to another person that sort of puts me on hold for a while and helps me get in contact. Well, they contact the warehouse, they contact the driver, and the driver says they delivered. I'm like, well, I've been here. So it wasn't until about 2 o'clock that I started getting, because my delivery window was from 9 a.m. to 1. So by 2, almost 3 o'clock, I'm still sort of on the phone and trying to figure out what's going on. And then the driver calls me and says he's knocking on the door. Is it the door? Are you home? And I'm like, no. I mean, yes, I'm home, but I don't see you. I'm walking outside in the neighborhood, walking around, and he finally realizes that he was on the wrong address in town. So, at that point, they pick up wherever they delivered off, they pick up the boxes, brought them to my house. And which at that point I'm frustrated, but it's like, okay, I got them. So I'm still in the middle of work. I got my kids, my wife and everything. And I just didn't have time to sort of like look at all the boxes as they drop them off on my porch. So it wasn't until now that I'm sort of having time to stop work, look at the boxes and figure out what's going on. And then lo and behold, after all that, I'm missing a box. So on that part, from the tracking to the delivery to the wrong address to the sort of like the difficulty getting in contact with the right person at the customer service that would sort of help me get to the end goal here, which was to get in contact with the guy at the delivery, the truck driver, it was just sort of a drawn out process today. Just like I said, just didn't go well, especially if you're at home at work and you're trying to balance everything. So I appreciate you helping now. It's like 8 o'clock and I've had to be on the phone with you guys like 4 or 5 times, where usually I imagine it's just, supposed to be a little bit easier.
Yes, sir, and I completely understand your frustrations, and I do apologize on the behalf of the company. We will most definitely get to the bottom of this. I'm just adding everything that you're mentioning in the notes here of your escalations, and one of our managers will actually reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, and also just far as with the doc search, just stay by your phone tomorrow because they may call you first thing in the morning because our warehouses are pretty big. So it does take a while to just search. And then they will also notify the driver just to make sure that, you know, the missing package isn't on the truck either. And far as just for the mishap with the scheduling and you being delayed, again, I do apologize, and I am notifying the manager for that as well. Just give me one moment. Let me just finish up the last part. Yes, sir, and thank you so much for patiently holding. So I did go ahead and open the escalations to the matter, and you will be notified by one of our managers as soon as possible. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that'll be it.
Yes, sir, and thank you so much for calling XPO. You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.